Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, show hospitality. When I introduced that theme just a few months ago, when we introduced the theme of show hospitality, you weren't sure what we meant. Your face betrayed it. You weren't sure why Pastor would pick this of all things. I mean, last year's theme of rejoice, yes, we get that. Maybe we cannot rejoice at all times, but we get that we should rejoice at all times because we are in the Lord. We should rejoice because we are in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. It was good that we talked about and practiced rejoicing in all circumstances for that year. The year before, it was, "Thy will be done." And we learned and we focused on the will of God being done in our lives. Because His will, well, it's better than our will. Thy will be done. Rejoice always. And now, show hospitality. We are called to show hospitality. The Old Testament shows it. The New Testament commands it. So, we show hospitality.
Are you the one?
Are you the one?
Are you the one?
Who showed me hospitality?
Are you the one?
My dad or mom,
my grandma or grandpa,
my Sunday school teacher or the person who sits me behind me at church,
my aunt or uncle,
my classmate or neighbor,
the person in front of me in line or the stranger on the street.
Are you the one?
The one who shoveled my sidewalk without being asked.
The one who helped me work my locker combination.
The one who introduced yourself to me when I didn't know anyone else.
The one who held the elevator for me.
The one who changed my diapers at 3 a.m.
Are you the one who assured me that I am never alone?
The one who carefully held my hand to cross the street and taught me to look both ways.
The one who explained that impossibly hard math problem.
The one who took me to the store at midnight to get supplies for the project due tomorrow?
Yes, the project that I knew about 2 months ago.
Are you the one who wiped away my tears when I lost my ball game?
The one who clapped the loudest at my recital?
The one who listened to me when I just needed someone to talk to?
The one who came to sit next to me when I was alone?
Are you the one who prayed with me when my grandma was sick?
Are you the one who told me I am forgiven?
Are you the one?
Are you the one who smiled at me when I thought there was no hope?
The one who had compassion on me when I thought I was unlovable.
Who showed me Christ's love?
The one who told me about the only one?
The Holy One?
My Savior.
My hope for the future.
Are you the hands of Christ in my life who held me up when I would have fallen?
Are you the feet that walked with me as I stumbled and learned?
Are you the one who showed me God is first in your life by how you acted?
Are you the one that told me I could do anything through the power of Christ?
Are you the one that told me I am God's workmanship?
Made in His image?
Immeasurably loved.
Are you the stranger who invited me in?
The stranger who loved me, a stranger.
Are you that one?
Who showed me hospitality?
Are you the one? Titus says he must be hospitable.
Peter says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
The jailer washed the stranger's wounds.
He showed hospitality.
Jesus said, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind.
Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me."
Jesus said, "Show hospitality."
All says, "Practice hospitality."
Leviticus 19 commands, "When a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. You shall treat him as the stranger who sojourns with you, as the native among you. And you shall love him as yourself. For you are strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God."
God loves us.
As foreigners.
Strangers.
Aliens.
Sojourners.
So we love others.
We show hospitality.
So thank you.
You know who you are.
And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you for a gift greater than I will ever receive.
Thank you for being a light in the darkness.
Thank you for the example you set.
Thank you for humbling yourself for my sake and the sake of Christ.
Thank you for being God's hands and feet.
I thank God for you.
Thank you for being a beloved child of God.
Thank you for showing hospitality.
Thank you for being
the one.
And know this.
Because of the love I have been shown,
the hospitality I have received,
today I will show hospitality.
And I will be
someone else's
one.
You see, we have been shown hospitality. Therefore, we show hospitality. We, you and I, were strangers, were sojourners. We were enemies of God. And our God, who is love, is also just. A just and loving God could not just overlook our trespasses, our sins, our disobedience. For he is just and holy and righteous. So God paid for the sins of Adam and Eve by the death of animals. Their blood poured out so that the skins could cover Adam and Eve. And that was a one-time forgiveness. And at the Passover in Egypt, that was a one-time forgiveness. As the angel of death passed over the houses that were covered in the blood of the Lamb. But then God paid for our sins, the sins of all mankind, by the death of Jesus. His blood was poured out at the cross so that we could be covered with his righteousness. And this time, it was a forgiveness for all time, a forgiveness for everyone. The will of God was to save everyone. You see, that makes us a new creation. It brings us spiritual life. God invited us into his community, and he has made us new creations in Christ. This is the good and gracious will of God. And as a result, we can always rejoice and we can show hospitality. So let us practice hospitality without grumbling. Let us take this year and learn about biblical hospitality. And as the youth asked you just a moment ago, will you show hospitality and be someone else's one? Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.